With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. One of South Dakota's largest healthcare providers is merging with an out-of-state system. Sanford Health plans to merge with Intermountain Healthcare, a system serving Idaho, Utah, and Nevada. The CEO of Intermountain will eventually take over for Sanford's Kelby Krabenhoft. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Sanford Health President and CEO Kelby Krabenhoft is planning to retire in a few years. After more than two decades overseeing the Sioux Falls-based health system, he'd already made plans for his successor. Then he met the president and CEO of Intermountain Healthcare.
I couldn't think of a better person to hand over what I've been overseeing for 25 years than Mark Harrison.
Dr. Mark Harrison will serve as president and CEO of the combined organizations. He says joining with Sanford is not a financial necessity for either organization. Rather, it's necessary for the future of healthcare.
Families are afraid that what happens if I get sick? Am I going to lose my house? Am I going to lose my job? Now, none of that should ever happen in the systems that we run. We think the antidote to this is a system at scale across the interior west of the United States that's predicated on population health and value and affordability for the people we're privileged to serve.
Once combined, the systems will insure more than a million people across 24 states. Kelby Krabenhoft says it makes sense for the systems to work together to serve that wide population.
People in our region will have the choice, have the opportunity to buy their insurance from their health care provider in a way that reduces their premium or holds it to a rational level of increases.
Both organizations will continue to operate under their current names. Corporate offices will remain in Sioux Falls, but corporate headquarters will move to Salt Lake City, Utah. The merger is dependent on federal and state approval, but that process is expected to close by summer of 2021. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
The State Department of Corrections says nearly half of the prisoners at South Dakota facilities have been diagnosed with COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. The update was posted after a weekend in which cases of the coronavirus doubled among the South Dakota State Penitentiary in Sioux Falls and the Mike Durfee State Prison in Springfield. The report shows that as of September 30th, there have been 1,555 positive cases among the state's 3,347 prisoners. That's a rate of 46%. The Mike Durfee State Prison has seen the most cases with 674. The South Dakota State Penitentiary has seen the second most cases with 506, but the highest positivity rate at 73%. The story of a failed natural gas project is drawing to a close. A contractor is plugging the wells, and taxpayers are footing the bill. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The project started about 15 years ago. A Texas company called Spyglass Cedar Creek came to South Dakota. The company drilled 40 wells in the northwest corner of the state near Buffalo. Within a few years, the company fell into financial ruin. Landowners were stuck with the abandoned wells, and the state had only required the company to post $30,000 in bonds. So, last winter, lawmakers and Governor Kristi Noem set aside money to plug the wells. Liquid Gold Well Service in Montana won the contract this fall. The amount is about $430,000. Shane Schwint owns the company. He plugged 7 wells recently before the weather turned bad. He plans to come back next spring.
Yeah, we're pumping a lot of fresh water, so it's nice when it's above freezing. And we're reclaiming locations, so if the ground's frozen, that makes it a lot harder.
The first 7 wells were about 1,600 feet deep. Schwint puts a cast iron plug and 100 feet of concrete near the bottom. Then he fills the hole with a bentonite mix. He tops it off with another 100 feet of concrete near the surface. Finally, he plants grass over the top. The plugging prevents the wells from leaking. But Schwint says plugging is reversible.
The way we are plugging them, there is the ability for somebody to come back in here 50 years from now and re-enter them fairly easy.
If that ever happens, the state will require a higher bond. Last winter, lawmakers raised bond minimums. They're now at $50,000 for one well and $100,000 for unlimited wells. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.